Hello, warriors. Welcome to A Spiritual Warrior, a podcast that helps faith-based individuals mature spiritually through the Word of God, prayer, and application. I'm your host, Shatoya Antoine, and I pray that this episode blesses you. So let's get started.
Happy Monday. Thank you all so much for tuning in for our time of prayer and devotion for today. I pray that everybody is doing well. We will go ahead and get started. Today, our Bible verse will be 1 Peter 5:8. And I'm actually going to read a few versions of it this morning. So the New King James Version reads, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour." The New Living Translation reads, "Stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour." And I'll also read the Amplified Classic Version, which says, "Be well balanced, temperate, sober of mind. Be vigilant and cautious at all times. For that enemy of yours, the devil, roams around like a lion in fierce hunger, seeking someone to seize upon and devour." So those are a few translations of 1 Peter 5:8, and it's something that God wants us to focus on this week and also going forward as well. So two of the words that stands out the most is be sober and be vigilant. So when we think of sober, a lot of times we know that sober could be an instance where you are abstaining from alcohol. We know that it's something that causes people to become excited or confused or less able to control what they say or what they do. And we know that it can also be an intoxicating substance. We also know of sober as having a clear head, being focused, being serious, having a sound mind, and self-control. So that is something that we should be striving for. And also to be vigilant is to truly, truly be watchful. We know that the enemy is just trying to find a way to come into our lives and destroy us. We know that his goal is to take us out. He wants to destroy us. He wants to distract us. He wants to derail us. He wants us to get off track, and he wants us to get off the track in the path that God has created for us. He wants to do things that will make us to turn away from God. He wants us to be able to get as far off the path that God has created us as he possibly can. And for us to not dwell into the plans of the enemy and go down the path that he wants us to go down, we have to be able to be aware of our surroundings, be aware of how he tries to come in to attack. We know that he is a deceiver. We know that as a deceiver that he is very, very strategic. We also know that he doesn't have any new plans, though, but he is very strategic. We know that he is a liar, and that's why it's also important for us to be able to know our identity in Christ. It's so important for us to know who we are in Christ, because if we don't know that, then we will allow him to condemn us. We will allow him to be able to tempt us into things that we shouldn't be falling in temptation of. We know that he wants us to think that we are less than. He wants us to think that we're not worthy of some things. And the truth is, he knows our weaknesses. And just as he knows the things that we struggle with, the things that are challenges for us, he also knows our plans and our goals and the things that God has planned for us as well. And he knows what we're striving for, and he doesn't want us to have what God desires for us to have. So we have to make sure that we are resisting him. But in order for us to resist him and to be aware of his attacks, we have to be aware of what we need to be resisting from, right? So we know that we can resist him and the lies that he tries to plant in our thoughts and our minds and our heads. And we are to be able to take those things captive and to be able to align them with the Word of God, to be able to cast down those thoughts and things that he's placing in our mind and in our head as well. We have to resist his accusations. He is an accuser. He wants to accuse us of things, and we have to be aware of that as well and not fall victim to the things that he's trying to do in our lives. We have to also be able to resist the threats that he places against us as well. We have to resist intimidation. He wants to intimidate us in so many ways. So it's really, really important for us to be able to be aware of what his plans are. And also be aware that not only is he strategic and has these plans and attacks and schemes over our lives, but to also know that he can use things, he can use people around you, he can use your friends, he can use your family to try to place division in your life. To try to distract you from the things that God wants you to be focused on. We can even see from this weekend, many of us have probably been distracted by the media and the things that they want us to be focused on, and just trying to just put our mindsets in different places that God does not necessarily want us to be at. And not even that, also just thinking from a standpoint of, well, all of these things that are going on and being brought to our attention in the media, these are some things that we can also take to God in prayer as well. So just being, one, thankful that even when the enemy does attack, that we know that God still has a plan, that he can use the plans of the enemy to make things turn out for our good. We know Romans 8:28 that all things work out for our good. But we also have to be just watchful and mindful of those things. So just being aware of all the things that's going on around you, being aware of what you should be focused on, what God wants you to be working on right now, where he wants your attention to be, and the things and the plans that he has for you, and not allowing the enemy to come in. And just as what 1 Peter 5:8 says, to be sober, to be vigilant, because we know the enemy is truly, literally roaming around, just thinking of ways and planning ways for him to be able to take us out and destroy us and to devour us. So that is our Bible verse for today, which is 1 Peter 5:8. So I pray that you are able to meditate on that this week and just truly be aware of the attacks of the enemy and know that you are able to cast them down. We know that God has given us power and authority over the enemy. Also taking some time this week to just study who you are in Christ and knowing the power and the gifts, the talents, the things that God has created you for and even has destined for you, and even the things that you have inherited. So we'll go before the Lord in prayer on this morning. So if you guys can pray with me and just assume whatever posture of prayer that you would like. Feel free to put in the comments any prayer requests that you may have, and we will go ahead and go before the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, that you have woken us up this morning and given us life and breath in our bodies, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you have given us strength. We thank you that you still have a plan for our life, oh God. We thank you that you are just, that you are righteous, that you are holy, oh God. And we just thank you for all that you are doing in and through our lives, oh God. We thank you, Father, for who you are. We thank you for all the things that you're doing. We thank you for even all the things that you're doing that we can't see, and even all the things that you're doing that we can't even understand right now. But we thank you, Father, that you are a God who knows all, that you are a God who sees all as well. We thank you, Father, that you are Jehovah, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are a God who never changes. We thank you, Father, that you are a promise keeper, that your promises never fail, that your promises will never fail us, that we are able to lean on them, to be able to rely on them through all situations, through all circumstances, through all times, and even through whatever it is that we're facing in our personal lives, all the things that we're facing in this world. We thank you, Father, that you are our protector. We thank you, Father, that you are the one who is able to protect us from the evil one, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are faithful. We thank you, Father, that even when our faith begins to waver, even when we become faithless, oh God, that you are still true, to who you are, that you are still true to what your word says. So we thank you for that, God. We thank you for your power. We thank you that you are powerful, oh God. We thank you, Father, for your strength. We thank you for your might, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for your grace. We thank you for the grace that you continue to extend upon us each and every day, oh God. We thank you, Father, for your favor. We thank you for your mercy, oh God. We thank you, Father, for your new mercies that you continue to grant us each and every day, even when we don't deserve it, oh God. Great is thy faithfulness, oh God. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your loving kindness, oh God. We thank you for being patient with us, oh God. We thank you, Father, for covering us each and every day, oh God. And we ask, Father, that you will continue to cover us, that you will continue to cover us by the blood of Jesus Christ, oh God. We thank you that you are our protector, oh God. We thank you that you are Jehovah, oh God. We thank you, Father, for your heavenly angels, oh God. We thank you, Father, that they are watching over us, oh God. So we even ask right now, Lord, that you will continue to dispatch them, oh God, for them to be able to cover us, oh God, to go before us, oh God, to stand behind us, oh God, and to encamp all around us, oh God, and help us to know, Father, that we are covered, that you are with us every day, oh God, that you are with us every second, oh God, that you are always in our midst, oh God. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you that just as your word promises that you will be with us always, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, that even when we don't feel your presence, that we know that you're still with us, oh God. So we ask, Lord, that you will continue to even allow things to happen in our lives that draw us close to you, oh God. We thank you, Father, for the revival that's taken place in our lives, oh God. We thank you, Father, for the revival that's taken place in our world. We thank you, Father, for the spiritual revival that you're even doing right now within each and every one of us, oh God. So we ask, Father, that you will continue to draw us near to you, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will help us to be able to resist the enemy, oh God, that you will help us to be able to be alert, oh God, that you will help us to be sober, to be vigilant, oh God, for us to be able to have self-control, oh God, for us to be not tempted, oh God. But we thank you, Father, that even as your word says that when we are tempted, that you will provide a way of escape, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, for just how much you care for us, oh God, for how much you watch over us, oh God, for how much you provide for us, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you are our way maker, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that every problem that we may face, oh God, that you already have a solution for it, oh God. So we ask right now, Lord, that you will help us to be steadfast, oh God, that you will help us to stand strong in our faith, oh God, that we may be unmovable, oh God, that our faith may be unshakable, oh God, that you will continue to lead and guide us, oh God, that we will stay and remain close to you, oh God. We pray right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, that whatever cares, whatever worries, whatever problems, whatever struggles that we have, whatever challenges, whatever obstacles, that we are able to lay them before your feet right now, oh God, that we are able to hand it over to you, oh God, to know that you are the one that's in control, oh God. So help us to be reminded of who you are, oh God. Help us to be reminded of what you're capable of doing, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are infinite, oh God. And we know that the enemy is finite, oh God. We know, Lord, that you are everywhere, oh God. But we know, Father, that the enemy can't be and more than one place at the same time, oh God. But we know, Lord, that he has evil adversaries, oh God, that he's using, oh God. So we ask right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, that just as he has people working for him, oh God, that you have people that are working for you, oh God, that you have angels that are working for you, oh God. So we ask right now, Father, that your will be done, oh God. We ask, Father, we know, Lord, that we are in a spiritual battle daily, oh God. We know that there is spiritual warfare happening daily, oh God, but we thank you that you are covering us. We thank you that you're watching over us, oh God. We ask right now, Father, that you will send forth your angels, oh God, to be able to push out the enemy and his adversaries and his demons and witches and warlocks and evil spirits, oh God, and everything that is not like you, oh God. We ask right now, Father, that they be casted down right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. We thank you, Father, for the power and the authority that you've given us, oh God, to be able to trample over the enemy, over his evil adversaries, oh God. And Father, your word says that nothing by any means shall ever hurt or harm us, oh God. So help us to be reminded of what your word says, oh God. Help us to be reminded of your power, oh God. Help us to be reminded of your authority, oh God. Help us to be reminded of what you have given us access to, oh God. So we thank you, Father. We thank you for your son, oh God. We thank you for Jesus Christ, oh God. We thank you that you chose him, oh God, to be able to lay his life down for us, oh God. We thank you, Father, for the blood that was shed, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for forgiveness, oh God. We thank you, Father, for purifying. We thank you for redeeming us, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that there's even power in the blood of Jesus Christ, oh God. We thank you, Father, that even at the name of Jesus, that demons have to bow at the name of Jesus, oh God. So we ask right now, Father, that you will cast down everything, oh God, that is not of and like you, oh God. But we also ask, Father, that you help us to be able to be aware, that you help us to be aware of the plans and the attacks of the enemy and the things that are not like you, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will help us to take our thoughts captive, oh God. We know that the enemy is a liar. We know that he's a deceiver. We know that he tries to place things in our minds that aren't true, oh God. But if we don't know you, if we don't know what your word says, then we begin to fall victim to the things that the enemy speaks to us, oh God. So we pray right now, Father. We ask, Lord, that you will give us discernment, oh God. Help us to be able to discern bad and good, evil and good, oh God, the things that are from you and the things that are not from you, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will give us wisdom, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will give us godly wisdom, oh God. Give us knowledge. Give us understanding, oh God. We thank you that we have access to it, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are the giver of all things, oh God. Help us to not be distracted, oh God. Help us to not be tempted, oh God. Help us to be focused, oh God. Help us to have self-control, oh God. So we thank you for this word that you've given us on today, oh God. We thank you for your word, oh God. We thank you that it is true, that it is powerful, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, that you are bigger than the enemy, that you are bigger than his attacks, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that there's nothing that's too difficult or too hard for you to do, oh God. Help us to be reminded of that, oh God. Help us to be mindful of that, oh God. Help us to be mindful of it, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. We thank you for what you are doing, oh God. We ask right now, Father, that as you bring to our attention things that are not of and like you, oh God, even the plans of the enemy, oh God, the distractions, oh God, we ask, Father, that you will just come against all hate, oh God, that you will come against all wickedness, oh God, that you will come against all evil, oh God, all hate and evil that is plaguing our nation, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will fix it, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will be with us all. We ask, Lord, that you will just bind up everything that is not of and like you, oh God. And we ask, Father, that you will just release peace into our nations, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will release love into our nations, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will remove the hate that we have against one another, oh God. We know that even this weekend there has been just so much violence, oh God. So many senseless shootings and killings, oh God. So we ask, Lord, that you will be with us, oh God, that you will continue to cover and keep us, oh God, but that you will also give us minds of Christ, oh God. Help us to think as you think, oh God. Help us to move as you would move, oh God. Help us to love others just as you love us, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you will do a new thing on this earth, oh God. We pray, Father, for transformation to happen, oh God. We pray, Father, for revival to happen, oh God. We pray, Father, for change to happen, oh God. We ask, Father, for growth to happen, even in each and every one of us, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, that it's not too difficult for you to do, oh God, that there's nothing that's too difficult for you to do. So we ask, Lord, that you will continue to help us to be prayerful, oh God. for us to be able to take the things that's happening, not just in our lives, but in the lives of those around us, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will show up as our healer, oh God, that even as there has been a spike in COVID cases, oh God, we trust in you as our healer, oh God. We thank you for doctors. We thank you for medical staff. We thank you, Father, for nurses, oh God. But we thank you, Lord, that you are our great physician, oh God. So we pray right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, that you will heal every soul, that you will heal everybody, oh God, that you will heal people that are battling with sicknesses and diseases, oh God, even things that are unrelated to COVID, oh God. Many people have to bury loved ones this week, oh God. We ask that you will be with them, oh God. We ask that you will be with every grieving heart, that you will be with every grieving spirit, oh God. And we thank you that your word says that you are close to the brokenhearted, oh God. We ask that you will be with those who are still grieving the loss of loved ones, oh God. We ask that you will touch them right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask, Lord, that you will comfort them, oh God, that you will bring healing into their lives, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you will bring healing into each and every one of us, oh God. Healing mentally, oh God. Healing emotionally, oh God. Healing physically, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you will do it right now, Father. We ask that you will go with us, that you will continue to be with us throughout this day, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will give us peace, Lord. We ask that you will just encourage us throughout this day, oh God. We ask, Father, that whatever worries and burdens that we have, that you will just remove the weight off of each and every one of us, oh God. Whatever that each and every one of us stands in need of, oh God. We thank you right now, Lord, that you will provide. We thank you that you are a provider, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you are Jehovah Jireh, oh God. So we thank you, Lord. We bless your name, oh God. We give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. 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 Thank you all so much for tuning in on this morning. I pray that this message and prayer has blessed you. Feel free to share it with someone. Feel free to come back and listen to it even anytime during this week. So stay safe, be blessed, and I love you guys. And as always, feel free to message me if you have any prayer requests or questions or anything. And I will see you all next Monday at 7 a.m. Love you guys.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Make sure that you check out the show notes, and I'll chat with you next time. Be blessed.